Okay, so I own this shirt. This is my superhero suit. It's a majestic mixture of a soft yet vibrant pink and the world's best tropical fruit, the pineapple, all masterfully melded together to create one gorgeous men's button-up. It has been dubbed the Taika shirt, after the one and the only Taika Waititi, who we will get into later in this article. This shirt grants me supernatural powers of storytelling, productivity, and a sudden universal sense of humor. It's pretty cool. And aside from finding this piece of majesticity on my person from time to time, the Taika shirt has made appearances all along my social media feed, made its way into several of my group chats as my identifying logo, and even on our very own CMRU.ca. This shirt, in fact, had its premiere on a July episode of our very own Ben Goodman's On the Right Track. In his promotional post for our collaboration episode, by the way, Kitch's new show coming on January of 2019. At this place in the article, there is a screenshot of the initial post made by Ben. Okay, here's the truth. It's a $25 impulse buy that happened when I was freshly back from a one-month excursion in Guatemala, and I wanted something cool and new that would make me smile, and I was, am, a little obsessed with Taika Waititi, but not in a creepy way. Now, other than the fact that this is just a fantastic shirt that everyone, and I mean everyone, seems to like, there's a story behind this majestic work of apparel craftsmanship. It's November of 2016. The wind is biting at my face as I hold the door open for my mom, who also likes the shirt, by the way, who is scuttling across the parking lot as fast as her little legs and wonky hips will let her. We're at Canyon Meadow Cinema, and for anyone who lives in Calgary, you'll know how much of a gem that place is. We've made it just in time to see one of the later showings of some serious, important film that I have zero recollection of now. The theater is full. And I mean really full. So we get to our seats just as the pre-show reel is ending and we shed our coats. We settle in as a trailer for some independent film made by a hotshot director from New Zealand plays. It looks charming, and I make a mental note to go see the film when it's in theaters. But that didn't happen. It's an indie film, and it really only ever went to Canyon Meadows, and quite frankly, I kind of forgot about it. So fast forward several weeks. I'm at home one day, and my mom has just finished watching all the episodes of Good Wife that are available on Netflix. As a side note, please be aware of the hazards of showing your parents how to use Netflix. They aren't really built for that much media intake. So as I'm lying in my bed, a walking, lying, Generation Z stereotype scrolling through my Instagram feed, my mom shouts from the family room couch, "Get down here! I want to watch a movie, but I don't want to watch it alone." And my first reaction is, oh no, she's going to make me watch some sappy drama about a mother and daughter duo, and she's trying to get me all misty-eyed. And my second reaction is, well, I mean, I don't really have anything better to do, so why not? So I made my way downstairs and positioned myself on the couch all awkwardly tangled up in the blanket my mom and I are attempting to share. So there on the television is the paused frame of the beginning of a film that would change my life. The film was Hunt for the Wilder People, and I promise that this film is pure gold. So there's something about the storytelling of this film that gets me every time. It's a really peculiar mixture of absolutely gut-wrenching, depressing drama met with a bizarre deadpan New Zealand humor. The writer and director of this gem is none other than the aforementioned Taika Waititi. See, I said we'd get to him later. So there's this amazing YouTube video that describes his style of filmmaking as happy, sad cinema. It's a style defined by telling depressing stories with humor and bizarre optimism. It's a form of juxtaposition that often will paint a more vivid picture than the more traditional ways of storytelling. Taika Waititi is a personal idol of mine. Never before have I been connected with stories like his, and that's saying a lot considering I once thought I was going to make a living being a novelist. And so, when he finally got his time to shine on the main stage, when Marvel Studios hired him to make the third installment of the Thor series, I was stoked. crazy space Viking alien meets deadpan Kiwi genius equals my personal heaven. Also, as a side note, Kiwi is a term for a native New Zealander. So cut to a month before San Diego Comic-Con of 2018. I'm freshly back from spending a whole month in Guatemala, and while I was there, I completely disconnected from social media. Mostly. I am weak, okay? I'm human. I arrive in the Houston International Airport, I download the Facebook app on my phone, and I have 37 new notifications. So I start sorting through them. 80% of them are events that my friends are interested in, 15% are updates from events that a lot of my friends attended while I was gone, and the last 5% are messages to me about some limited edition something or rather. So an exclusive figurine was released by a company called Pop Funko. I love Pop Funkos. I have several all around my room, but this Pop Funko was different. Pop Funko released a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive figurine of Taika Waititi, who over the last year has been gaining a very well-deserved following of fans globally. The figurine features him in his iconic pink pineapple romper from Comic-Con's past. Just Google it if you don't know what I mean, because it's amazing. And I want one. Like, so badly. So here I am, sitting on a 6.5-hour flight from Houston to Calgary, covered in a very itchy rash. I'm really sensitive to volcanic ash, as it turns out. Again, another story for another time. And I'm thinking about three things. Wanting to be comfortable, wanting to be less itchy, and the Taika Pop Funko I will never have. I wish I could say I'm being dramatic. You know, giving the story a little bit more tension. But I'm not. I have a problem. I'm aware it's unhealthy to fixate on things like this. I want to be stronger. I want to be all material possessions don't make them man, but I'm weak. So, unfortunately, I cannot afford to fly to San Diego. And I cannot afford to buy one of these suckers for $80+ online on eBay. So here I am, waiting for San Diego Comic-Con to pass me by, to watch all those lucky souls walk out of the convention with tiny bobbling Taikas in their arms. And yeah, I'm jealous. I try not to be, because green never looked good on me anyways. But you know what else I can do for $80? Become the Pop Funko. At this point in the article, there is a photo of Taika Waititi in his trademark pink pineapple romper, and a photo right next to it of me in my Taika shirt attempting to look just like him with my sunglasses on inside. So it's like a week after I get back, and I've just gotten my foreign money exchange and put it into my account. So let me reiterate where I am. I have money, and I now have access to the internet, and I'm a little bit bummed out. So I Google the words pink, pineapple, men's, button-up, and shirt. I click the third link down. They only come in medium, which is a hit-or-miss size, but they're only $25 and shipping is free after 20. Cool. It was almost an out-of-body experience. I wanted, and now I have. The funny thing about buying this shirt is now I needed to justify it to myself. I now own a shirt that is pink with pineapples that I will surely get ridiculed for. So now it's my work shirt. I wear it for Taikaration. It's Taika and inspiration mushed together, and it's Taikaration. And so this is the lie I tell myself. I wear it only when I need it. And heck, it's actually kind of starting to come true. I finished a screenplay in it, I'm working on a film right now, and you bet I'm wearing it for good luck. And I think I actually get most of my best writing out when I'm wearing it, as odd as that sounds. Now, yes, I have thought about completing the set. I even look every once in a while at the shorts that could bring this whole outfit together. But, alas, that is another impulse for another day. For now, I'm happy with just this magnificent shirt. For now. There. may very well be a part two to this story really soon.